Logan Economic Development Director Kirk Jensen says he knows some downtown residents are opposed to the building of Garden Park Apartments.
Yeah, there are definitely multiple sides to this, or at least two sides, you know, those that are for the project and those that are against it. And you know, I respect the feelings of those in the immediate neighborhood. Change is always difficult. Growth can be difficult.
Some residents are concerned with the idea of an apartment complex in a neighborhood with 100-year-old homes. Some of the housing in the new, more than 120-unit structure will be lower income, which some say will make the population more transient and less invested in the downtown area. Others disagree with the location because it will utilize a piece of a local park, Garf Wayside Gardens, though the majority of the park will not be affected. Another concern is the aesthetic effect of the wall that will be built with the complex. Jensen says that though he empathizes with concerns, he believes city officials have made the correct choice.
The downtown, really in my mind, has got to grow. As Logan City grows, as Cache County grows, to me it's to be expected that your commercial core will also inflate, if you will.
Jensen says the decision to build the complex is in line with pre-established plans adopted by the city council for both the city as a whole and for downtown specifically. With a commercial core, he says, come the people who support it. The cost of land on Main Street is functionally prohibitive for this project, so 100 East is a logical choice for the complex.
The planning's been done previously, and you know, now we're just seeing the fruit of that. And this project's been really worked on for quite a long time. I think it's a good project. It will be difficult for some, because of that's their neighborhood, and I understand, I'm sensitive to that, but I think looking at is this the right project for Logan, I'd say sure, it definitely is.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.